The Missing Yetis. Once upon a twinkling night, in a cozy little house, two brothers, Timmy and little Sammy, snuggled under a blanket. Timmy, who was 19, would often grumble about the Yetis featured in Sammy's favorite storybooks. "They're just big, clumsy fuzzballs," he'd say. Sammy, only 3, adored Yetis. He had plush Yetis, Yeti pajamas, and would giggle every time he saw one in his picture books. "Yetis are the best," he'd cheer. One clear evening, Timmy spotted a shooting star slicing through the sky. Seized by impulse, he wished, "I wish Yetis never existed." To his amazement, the sky flickered, and his wish came true. The stars had heard him, and the next morning, Yetis were absent from Sammy's books and toys. Sammy wandered, looking lost and forlorn without his Yeti friends. Seeing his little brother so desolate, Timmy's heart ached. What had he done? "Sammy, I'm sorry," Timmy whispered. Determined to fix his grave mistake, Timmy set out with Sammy in search of another shooting star. The night air was crisp as they waited. Suddenly, a voice called out, seeking to undo a wish. It was the shooting star fairy. "Show your little brother the magic of Yetis, the joy they brought to him," she advised. Timmy nodded and began to tell Sammy stories of gentle Yetis, their snowy adventures, and how his wish had made them disappear. As Timmy spoke, Sammy's eyes sparkled with wonder, and the sky began to twinkle brighter. Together, they wished upon a star, "Please bring back the Yetis." And just like that, the Yetis returned to their world, bringing back Sammy's laughter and Timmy's newfound appreciation for them. The brothers learned that night that family is about understanding and caring, even for Yetis, and that some wishes are better left unmade. But when we do make mistakes, sharing and making amends can lead to the most magical of resolutions.